that get your mind off the world? Did that get your mind off, just let you relax and let you get ready to receive the word? It just shook the, it was awesome. This young lady is very talented, amen. God bless, Helen. Woo! Wow, that was awesome. Everybody just listened and they forgot about everything they were praying for and everything and the problems in the world and what they were going to have for lunch. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up and pray together, church. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This church is full of just so much love and talent. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus taught us that prayer. Jesus. I see signs. I see billboards. I want to call Dave. I want to call Deacon Garrett. Look, I see billboards in Derby. It says church, church. Talk about God and Jesus. But you can't read where it is. You can't read where the church is. You say, no, that's good. You're telling people they see God. I see a billboard. I see a billboard in Derby. It simply says, Second Congregational, Elizabeth Street, Derby. Come home to Jesus. God has more. I see a billboard like that. Because we're preaching to the choir here. That's why today I'm going to send you out. Send you out as laborers. I want everybody to be on fire. See, and I see this billboard. I'm thinking we got, you know, they got all these beautiful things on. We sit at the diner at 34. There's one right across the street from the diner, Gary. And it's got all the church. But you don't know the church. Don't know they had nothing yet. I mean, you got to read the small print. And when you're driving by at 40 miles an hour, it's, what are you doing? Second Congregational, Elizabeth Street, Derby. Come home to Jesus, and we'll feed them. Amen? I'm crazy. I am. I'm absolutely out of my mind. Oh, in the bulletin, right? Whew. I gave you, Marilyn and I got, we got a big one in there. We got one in there for you to think about, talk about. And the bulletin talks about the Bible. Imagine that. Talks about why the 66 books in the Bible. Don't read it now. Don't read it now. Read it later. But read it later and look them up and get into why this book, this one right here, is all we need. Isn't that a wonderful word? And all. Jesus said all we need. So we don't need anything added. Amen? We don't need it. Why don't we need it? Because Jesus said how? All. It's right here. Amen. I love that book. So it's in the bulletin too. The two pages. Woo. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Thank you. My heart shall not. Though war may arise against me, in this I will be confident. Hallelujah. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. There you go again, Lord. One little word that just wait on the Lord. Be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart. Whose heart? Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Give him praise. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Seek. I guess I left some of my notes, and that's okay because I've studied it so much and been forever good. Might be one in there, but I think I got it in my brain because I've been praying about it all week. Thank you, Lord. What was that, Mr. Marty? Be careful now. You know what it says about God's anointed? If not, I'll tell you later. Thank you, Lord. See, I'm not worried at all. That's it. That's good. The word in the bulletin is seek. Amen? Seek. I have these books. Bible Promise book. I have a faith book, Smith Wigglesworth. I have these books, these little booklets. They were free. And then I have another book here by Pastor Hagen out of Oklahoma. Books. I found some of these books at a flea market. I found some of these books at an airport. Airport. I found a book. That's right. I found the most amazing books. These books. I found the amazing book by a pastor in an Amish farm stand in Tennessee. Now, all Amish products. And as we were walking out the door, there's a rack with some books on it, and it said free. I grabbed four or five of them because, you know, and I went home. I read a few. We were in Tennessee. I got home. I ordered 33 more of them from the website. They were $1 each one. Seek. Seek, and you shall find. In the least places, in the world, you all know that the world is pulling away from God. Amen? Yet because my heart was looking at God and seeking, at the airport, I found a promise book. Read it on the airplane. In a flea market, I found a book about faith. I read it home, and now it's food. This Kenneth Hagin book. Kenneth Hagin is got a whole encyclopedia of books that he wrote. This one is called The Untapped Power of Praise. What I like about this book, as soon as I opened it up, every page has scripture. Scripture. So I'm reading some scripture, and then it talks about the scripture, talks about, and it tells you where to find it. So as I'm reading this, Sergio, and getting scripture and getting fed, me. Who's getting fed? Me. I'm doing this. I'm seeking. I have my prayers, my heart's desires. I know that there's more with God, and I was at a point in my life where I needed God. Amen. I needed Him to really be, because I knew there was more. So this book started feeding me all day long, because it was so exciting. And then, say that with me, and then it made this book come alive. Because as I read and got fed with the things that I was seeking for, I go to the Bible. I say, oh, let me read it now in the Bible. And I started reading things in the Bible that were saying, I get it now. I start to get it now. And I told you a couple of weeks ago, every day should be one of them I get it days, where you get something new from God. Because guess what? He is still in the business of blessing people. Amen. He is still in the business of forgiving people. Amen. He is willing today. Amen. People say, well, if God is willing. Yes, He's willing. Now, what do you want to do with the willing? Amen. He is ready today. How? When? Now, right now, today. He's ready and willing. What are you going to do with that? Amen. What are you going to do? You got to seek. It says it right there in what we're reading. Seeking God. Who? You. Not me for you. I can't seek God for you. People say, oh, I got this person I listened to on the radio. You should listen to him. God didn't send me there. Amen. Maybe I'll listen and I'll get something. But I'm seeking. Amen. You might read a couple of these books and say, well, it really doesn't do it. Because I'm seeking and I found. Amen. I can tell you that these books would help you. I would tell you that if you read some of these books and you had an ailment or sickness, you'd say, hey, God, help me with this. Lord, what am I doing wrong? Lord, what can I do to be stronger today? What am I doing that I shouldn't be doing? What am I putting in my body that I shouldn't be putting in my body? Let me be strong enough to ask those people giving me that. Let me stand up and say, look, I want to take the medicine. I really do. I want to get healthy. But tell me, what does it do? Tell me what it does. Because I know what Jesus does. I know God's not going to change. But tell me what I'm putting in my body. And then if I put two things in my body, tell me what that's going to do. Ask. Amen? Ask. Seek. You seek. And then you start believing in different ways. You start seeing it in different ways. You start believing for miracles, because the world is going to tell you nothing about miracles. Amen? The doctor says one thing, the world says one thing, and God says another thing. Amen? God says all things are possible. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's today. You don't need me to go to God for you. What I'm here for is to bring you to God. Amen. I'm bringing you to the water. You don't need me to drink it. You don't need me to get stronger. And you say, Larry, you're telling us this. Yes, I'm telling you this all the time because you are the guys and the women that are going to make the church grow. See? We're preaching to the choir today. When I saw the billboard, I wouldn't want the church to spend the money. Not that it's about money. These are just things that I see. And I see these billboards and I say, you know, come home to Jesus. That's all it needs to say. You don't have to get clever with it. Amen. Second congregational. Because look at what we're building here. And we're doing it through God. Amen. If you told one person this week, and that one, and look around. And now there's people missing, Gary and Kim, and I know Elder. If you brought one person next week, everybody brought one person next week, look at how much bigger the church would be over here and over here. One person. One.
One?
And I'm telling you, you got a friend that's seeking some help, amen? We all have somebody seeking. I've been calling. I get like you. I get it. I got friends. We got friends. She says, stop asking them to come to church. I said, I know. I know. You're right. I'll stop asking. But sooner or later, they'll call me again, and then the door will be open again. I said, you know, oh, I was really glad you sent that guy over to help me. I said, yeah, but if he came to church every Sunday, there's 60 people that'll help you. There's a message that'll help you. There's strength that you can get coming here for an hour and a half. Amen? An hour and a half. Seek. Whoever thought you'd find books about Jesus in an Amish bookstore? I mean, please don't misunderstand. Amish people, they're loving, beautiful people. That's what they're Amish people. They live in a community. And I found this in their house. And they were gladly giving it to me. Guess how? Free. They had to pay for this. But they gave it to me free. And it fed me so much that when I got home, the first thing I did when we got back to Connecticut was, right, honey, go on the computer and order 33 of them. There's probably 60 different. And I'll tell you what, I don't know which ones I picked, but I'll leave a couple if you want to take them home and just kind of read through it. I'll tell you that this pastor is you know, he just says it like it is. You know, people say, I'm not here to divide anybody. I just warn you that sometimes when you read other pastors and hear them, they could be pretty stiff speaking, you know what I mean, Greg? They can say things in a way that maybe you wouldn't say it to somebody. But when you're reading and learning it, it really doesn't get in the way of your learning, if you understand what we're saying. Because we're not coming against anybody, amen? We're not coming against anybody. But with Jesus, there's always more, amen? So it doesn't matter what church you attend, you got to get more, amen? You got to go to church because you want a relationship with who? You don't want a relationship with me. I love you for that. You want it because I can't do what God can. I can lead you. And that's why you go to church. And the more you go to church and you get fed and you get excited, you see, that's when you call somebody and say, look, you got to come. And then you got to trust God. See, don't trust me. Love me. And I get that. But you got to trust these. Bring this person in and they'll hear a message that touches. Jim, I think you said that to me 2 or 3 weeks ago when you were. You said the message was something that you wanted to hear, that this church was about God, not about the world or the worldly issues, because we all have opinions. Amen. We got division in this church today. Division. We do. We got some folks who say when Tony Romo's ready to play, they want him to play for the Dallas Cowboys. And we have other folks who say the Cowboys are doing so good, we don't want Tony Romo to play. Now these people love each other, yet they're divided. See what I'm saying? But with God, we become one, amen? We become the soup that gets better and better, amen? Because we're not changing the ingredients, amen? We're just adding more of Jesus. We're filling in more of the ingredients. We're not adding anything from the world. Because the second you add, and I know Bonnie loves, the second we add something from the world into our soup, guess what? It starts to decay, amen? We have one God, one book, one Bible, one Jesus in this church. So I pray to you today, this is my prayer today, that you know that even in this world, that you seek God, He will. What's that saying? I found Jesus and he wasn't even lost. Remember? If you seek God, you won't need me. You'll become a minister. You'll become a preacher. You'll be bringing people. And the more people that you bring, your heart will say, I'm doing God's work. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing God's work. And then when you see those people's lives changing, you say, I want to do more of God's work, so I need to know him more. Amen. It's my prayer today. You seek. He's got a plan. You got dreams. You got these things in front of you. I'm going to do this next month, and I'm praying to do this next year. God said, I got all that. But he's got a greater plan for you with answers greater than you could imagine. You need to seek. Amen? You'll find them in the places that you least expect. You go to Stop and Shop. You might find a book, and they have little books. You might say, look, a little promise book. Let me take that home and read it. The promise book has scripture in it. That's all it has. Amen? And it feeds you. So Lord, I pray today that we understand what seeking is. See, if we seek God first, all things will be added. Simple. We don't add all the things for then go after. We seek God first, and all things will be added. Peace, strength, miracles, joy, comfort, a family in Christ. That even when we're divided, we still love each other. That's the way it's supposed to be. Love. Seeking him first. Not letting anything else into the soup. Not letting the world, not letting somebody else's tradition, not somebody else's law, somebody else's bondage. Doesn't have room in my soup. Can't put it in there. It'll decay. God says, seek me first and all things will be added therein. Jesus died on that cross for us. He didn't die on it for a building. He died on the cross for us. We don't come against those who love God. We don't come against our brothers and sisters who don't know what we know, don't believe what we believe, and don't see God in a personal way. We lead them to that truth. We lead them to that truth. That's what we need to do. And let God do the other work. Seek him. And your life will change. You seek him. You read just a little bit, and he will not disappoint you. His word will never disappoint you. In Jesus' name I pray. Hallelujah. One of my favorite little things in the church, Shirley, welcome to the church. I always ask for praise, and I love saying this, because the Bible says he inhabits the praise of his people. And I believe that if we keep praising him in this church, that God himself inhabits our praise. And that to me is so powerful. I mean, see, I knew all that. I remembered all that without my notes. See, you know, I looked. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is like a big day. Oh, you're not going to believe this. Love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That's what church is all about, amen? I'm not perfect. It's not even that. I mean, there it is now. Everything that I said, seek the job, the house, the mate, ask, trust, believe. And he supplies the needs of each day. He is leading you to the things that fill your heart's desire. Amen? Hallelujah. You know, it's hard to admit when we're wrong. I know I don't like to say the word. But many times we're wrong simply because we lack the knowledge. We lack the knowledge to be right. Amen? So we're not necessarily wrong. We just don't know the answer to what we're seeking. Amen? We let somebody else tell us where to go with God, how to talk to God, what to pray for, what not to pray for. Amen? Where to go to. And sometimes we lose our way because we get confused with tradition and God. Amen? Are you with me? We lack the knowledge to be right. Now, let me read three scriptures. Just three. It says, grow in the spirit and knowledge. Into what? Knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter, he tells us that. And then there's another one. That you may walk worthy. Who? Yes, you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, fully being fruitful in every good work. Every good work. I want to be that way. And increasing, ready? In the knowledge of God. Amen. And this is the third one. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more in knowledge and in all discernment. Amen. So it comes down to knowledge. Amen. It's not that one person's right and one person's wrong. Amen. It comes down to yourself and knowledge with God. Are you with me? If we have the tools to learn but don't take the time, then we suffer from lack of knowledge. We put trust in those who teach us, those who make the laws. Laws not from God but from man. Amen. And truth mixed with tradition. Truth may be right for those following tradition, but not truth with God's word. Amen. Listen, traditions are wonderful. Can I get an amen? We love our. We're going to celebrate Christmas. But God's words are miraculous. Amen. Traditions are great. They make you feel good for a minute. We're going to praise God, or you're going to have the celebration, Thanksgiving. But they're wonderful. But God's words are miraculous. They're life changing, setting captives free. How many want to be free? I know you do. Words of power. I love joy, peace, love, and freedom. Freedom to worship God. I love this. One on one. Free to partake in His glory. Amen. Hallelujah. This fella wanted to learn how to play golf. Italian fella. I'm sorry, I'm Italian. It's the best one I got. And all his life, all I want to do is to play golf. And he wins the lottery. And the first thing he does is he goes to the golf course. Gets the best coach he can find. Does that make him a golfer? No. So he buys the best clubs he can buy. Does that make him a golfer? No. But he's on the green now. He's out there walking with the, and he's other golfers, and he's waving. So they think he's a what? He's a golfer. I got golf clubs. I'm a golfer. Amen. Hallelujah. And say, okay, now the guys are going to do show. Tell me what to do. Okay, takes him to the first tee. 330 yards to the flag stick. And the guy's laughing. He puts the ball down on the tee, and he says, now what do you want me to do? I said, I want you to take this club, hit that ball to that flag. He said, that's what you want me to do. Okay, I'm a golfer now. I'm a golfer. Hey, buddy, I got the golf club. I got the tools. I'm a golfer. I got the ball and the tee. He looks at the ball, the flag, and he takes a big swing, hits the ball straight down the middle of the fairway. Ball goes 290 yards down there, two bounces onto the green, a foot and a half from the flag. Franny, you're a golfer, aren't you? He looks. He's a golfer. What does he know? He said, okay. So they get in there, they're walking. You can't use a cart on this course. They walk to 330 yards. They go up to the flag. And he looks at this teacher, and he says, and now what do I do? And he says, you see that hole right there? And the teacher, he says, I see the hole. He said, put the ball in the hole. He said, why you no tell me that way back there? You go to church, that's good. You buy a Bible, that's good. But I don't want the day to come when you tell me you're talking about God and they say, why you no tell me that way back there? I spent 20 years in church and I didn't know that I could talk to God like that. I'm a Christian. He was a golfer. Why, Elaine, you play golf, right? You see somebody else on the golf course, they're a golfer, right? You see somebody going into church, they're a what? Oh, they're Christian. Without knowledge. Somebody's going to say to you, I've been going to church for 30 years. It's hard for me. We're not asking anybody to change what they believe. Amen. We're trying to give them knowledge. God's knowledge for their life. So that they don't look at somebody that they wanted, that they look up to one day and say, why you no tell me that way back there? 20 years I've been coming here and I know here that I can pray for that. I know here that I could come to you and you helping me with this. Amen? It's so hard to open up minds. And one of the reasons is because sometimes we do get critical. Sometimes we say that somebody else is wrong. Amen? You're going to church. You're not doing anything wrong. Amen? You got a Bible. You're not doing anything. And whatever the church is, as long as it's in the Word, you're not. But you're not, if you don't get the knowledge, if you go to church and you're happy, how you doing? Good to see you. Sit down. Oh, I got to do this. And oh, they got the ministry downstairs. I'll go down with the kids. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to go outside and clean the foyer. And you know, I was in the church with 300 people on a Sunday. And we had deacons and elders in that church. And I sat there and I was blessed to be behind the podium because I played my guitar for my pastor. So I was up looking at the church and I would be sitting there, Margie, and I'd start to think. And I walked over to Pastor Grace one day and I said, Pastor Grace, why aren't all the elders and deacons in the front row getting fed? Why aren't they there? Why are they outside talking to people and cleaning the driveway and doing things in the back and straightening out the tables? I said, this is the day. That, and the church should see that. Now, I don't mean you guys had like David sit in the front. I'm just saying, what I'm saying is they were too busy. All of a sudden, they didn't get fed. They didn't get the word. Amen? Why didn't you tell me way back there? You see, tradition is wonderful, but I want you to know more. I want you to know more today than you knew yesterday. I want you to let go of what you thought you knew to, so that God can fill you with more. Amen? More. How many want more? Amen. Hallelujah. It's hard to work through years of confusion. Doubt and fear, and it's not even that. Miss Joanne, we talked about that. We don't say anything different than the St. Michael's Church. We just open up so that you know that you can go to God. You don't need to go to a mediator. Now, if you feel that you need to, God bless you, because that's where we're... But I'm saying to you, the Bible says you don't need to. And all this time you could say, why don't you know, tell me that way back there? You make me come to confession on Sunday so I can take up the sacrament on Saturday. Take the sacrament on Sunday. Say, what? But we all fall short. But what if I pray to God? Is that not good enough? And they say, no. I say, okay. Well, that's a tradition. Amen? Then you say, well, why you no tell me that I could receive? Amen? Somebody once told me, who am I that I give out the sacrament? I said, I'm a sinner. I'm exactly the person God wants giving out the sacrament. Amen? Because I've fallen short. And I've asked God to remove my iniquities every day. So we're worthy. Amen? You're saints. You don't need anybody else telling you that you're a saint, because the Bible, Marilyn, says that you're a saint. Chuck treats you like that all the time, but you know how that is. But you're a saint. He should look at you and say, that's exactly right. Praise the Lord. So we don't, and we do it by having, oh, that's wrong. No, we don't tell anybody, that a Christian brother, that they're wrong and what they've learned is wrong. But we will tell them that there is more. Amen? More. Knowledge adds life. I read those scriptures. Strength and understanding. Power. It connects the heart and the mind directly to guess who? God. Amen. Removing the mediator. Now, you may want one. You say, well, I've been trained since I was a kid. Then you want one? Then you can. God says you can have one. Amen. But I'm telling you that you don't need the mediator. Amen. The mediator needs you. Amen. He needs souls to bring to God. That's what he's doing. Amen. So we don't say somebody's wrong. We just, there's more. Why didn't you tell me that way back there? I could have prayed even harder. His word gives us power, and this is a great word, change. We've talked about this word. We need to change. We need to stop saying what we know and admit there's more to learn. When you start admitting there's more to learn, then you get out of the way of guess who? Yourself. Because you keep yourself from learning. Well, I know how to do that. Okay, well, maybe there's a better way. Maybe there's a different way. Maybe there's something that'll help you along that you didn't know about. And so now you've learned something. And when you've learned something, guess what? You've changed. Amen? His word gives you that power. Knowing God gives you that power. Amen? To be more than you thought you could be. God is blessing your life, and you want to be more with those blessings. You want to share more with those blessings in your life. Your life. And I wrote here, oh, that I can convince you that men make rules. Amen? Men change rules. God gave us His Word. He gave us His Word. It's a love without end. Amen. Amen. His Word never changes. It never stops. You notice His Word does one thing. It never stops at what man says. Sergio, no, whatever you can say to me, what somebody said, I don't care. I'm getting to the point, I don't care. We watch the news every day and the people give their opinions. I look and say, I don't care. I want to know what God says. And as long as I know what God says, I'll pray for them and go on with my life. Because even if something happens that you disagree with, and I prayed for that, when God's saying, well, you don't know what I know. Remember I said last week, you know this far. So if something happens and it's not the way you want it, God is saying, purposely, I did it that way. You'll see. Amen? But when you give to God, when you change, when you stop being, I know that, and you stop saying, I want to learn more. Hello, are you with me? Never stop at what man says, because the Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Why didn't you tell me that I could have a personal relationship with God? That there is no wall, no mediator. Knowledge is the key to victory. Listen, you don't have to admit you're wrong. Just like we got friends in the church trying to quit smoking. And she said last week, I had 2 cigarettes. I said, well, great, you quit smoking. You quit. Well, I had 2 cigarettes. I know you had 2 cigarettes, but you quit smoking. You have quit the habit. It's just taken you a little longer to convince yourself that it's over. Amen? So some other people say, well, you had 2 cigarettes, and they start to condemn. I said, what are you doing? They quit. Well, they had a cigarette. I said, I get that. Amen? But they've quit. You've got to speak faith. Amen? I'm not talking being silly. I'm not saying have a pack of cigarettes and saying I quit. You know you're practicing when you believe that you have quit. Amen? Are you with me? So I say you buy a Bible. That's great. You go to church. That's great. But when you become full in the knowledge of Christ, you become a powerful force. Amen? You might have come here a couple of years ago and think, well, I'm going to come and I like Larry or I like, you know, Dave or something. But now you've come here and now God's getting in your heart. See, now you got to deal with God. He's blessing you in ways and saying, what am I doing with my blessing? That's why I call her my bride. Folks laugh at me all the time, but I never want to stop remembering that she's my bride. Amen. I want to try, and I know some days I don't try as hard to look as good, or, you know, and I know that I try to be neat, but Lord, help me with. No, it's not. But I want to remember every day that she's my bride. People say, well, you just got married. I said, no. But I want to do better today. God blessed me with her. So I want to stand up stronger. I want to look better. I want to feel better because I want her to know that each day is a new day. When you're with somebody, you know, don't get like, oh, okay, we're together now. No, do more. When you do more for the other person, you feel better. Who feels better? You feel better. Amen? Growing means change. To seek knowledge. I just read knowledge. To seek it. We talked about seeking. Amen? These books. To seek knowledge. This is great. It's change. You're becoming stronger. That's change. When you're hungry to learn means you're hungry to change. Move away from tradition. I'm telling you that I want you to move away from the traditions and just follow God. Hallelujah. If it's not part of God's way, remove them. Then allow wisdom and knowledge to fill you. Jesus set us free. Amen? Until each one of us, and this is the ending, this is important. Until each one of us become ministers for Christ, not afraid, bold, to share what you have. To share what you have. Flo, sitting here, she knows people that you guys don't know. Flo, you could talk to somebody this week. Say, why don't you come to my church? We don't always, you know, we're happy and cheerful, but come to my, amen? You all know, George Mako, you know somebody who needs what you have found. You know somebody that I don't know, amen? This is what, when you get God and you get strong, we have Shirley here today because Miss Bonnie invited her, amen? See, Bonnie is, and yes, and Jim, that's right. She's taking credit for you too, Jim. Oh, so you invited Bonnie. See now how this is working out, see? Margie invited Bonnie, who invited Jim and Shirley. You see, if everybody brought one new person to this church in the month of November, we'll be at 80 people, 90 people, and we'll be, how did that happen? That's what church, see? That's when you have knowledge and you have it and you can't contain it. Then you get excited to fill this house with the lost. Let me tell you, the fields are ready. The harvest is ready. Ready. And you didn't do that work, amen? But it's ready for you to go and pick it now. See, you didn't have anything to do with those people getting ready. But God is saying, go out there and pick some corn. Bring some people. See, the work that he did, now he's saying to you, that now you just go out and find somebody. Talk to the lady at the AMP. Talk to the person where you work. Talk to somebody you haven't seen in a long time. Say, hey, I want you, let's go out to lunch. Come to church for it. We'll go out to lunch together. Amen? That's because if you're not excited about here, nobody else is going to be. Amen? Amen. They're just not. And I know you are. See, that's why I see the billboard, Second Congregational. I see it. I said, that's it. We need to shine some lights and let other people. See, I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm turning the choir into ministers. I'm turning each and every Joe, I'm turning you into a minister for God. Not good enough that you love him. Not good enough that you love Mary. Not good enough that you feel good and he's blessing your life. Now it's time you got to call somebody on the phone and say, hey, I want to bless your life. Amen. And I'm not putting this on a burden on each of us to do that. I'm just saying that you should be so excited about what is gooding that you can't stop calling somebody because the message is feeding everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, it starts with knowledge. Nobody in this church, nobody that you ever meet, you will never be able to say after you come to this church, why you not telling me that way back in there? God loves you. On this things we shall do one thing. I believe that we can do this. Give God praise, church. Let him fill you. When you seek, you'll have a word, and when you have a word, it'll fill the church. Hallelujah. What he did on that cross, he didn't do it for a building. He did it for us. And he wants to come back and find a church without spot and blemish. He wants to find a church in love with him and him alone. He wants that soup to be full of his word and nothing else added. And he asks us in this church to do this in remembrance of him in Jesus' name. Can he cover our sins? By his blood. We are covered in the blood of Christ. Covered in his grace. According to the book of Matthew, he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And he asked that we do this in remembrance of him.